Customer value matters. Many executives don't hold salespeople in high regard. They often see them as pushy sellers, only focused on making a sale, regardless of whether it truly benefits the customer or aligns with strategic goals. Executives prioritize value, which may not always align with the salesperson's main goal of selling. To change this perception, salespeople need to become integral to their customer's strategic success. They should aim to be seen not just as salespeople, but as business partners who contribute value to their company. By doing so, they can earn a place at the table with executives and prove themselves worthy of their trust and respect. To get customers excited about what you offer, help them align their work with their big-picture strategies. Instead of just selling products and services, focus on how you can help them invest in their success. This means showing them how your solutions can boost their productivity and set them apart from the competition. Businesses are always looking to be more efficient, and they do that by standing out from the crowd. By understanding your customers' goals and tailoring your offerings to meet those goals, you become a valuable partner rather than just another expense. To do this effectively, you need to understand your clients' businesses and what makes them tick. Instead of just talking about your products, show them that you know how those products fit into their overall strategy. Strategies for success in sales. This approach brings several benefits. 1. Protect the core. When executives see your offerings as crucial solutions, they won't just focus on price. So, you can keep selling your basic line without worrying too much about discounts. 2. Gain access. Being a trusted advisor means you can talk to top executives at any level. 3. Create demand. Understanding a customer's strategy and improving it makes you their go-to for change. 4. Get the best of both worlds. Sell new products while keeping steady demand for your everyday ones. Selling the old-fashioned way is fading fast. Walmart figured out that sending salespeople to talk to their buyers wasn't doing much good. So, they made big changes, slashing half their procurement team. Now, they prefer buying online rather than dealing with sales reps. Procter & Gamble, P&G, didn't miss a beat. They ditched the product pitches and started brainstorming with Walmart bosses about where the company was headed. Tom Muccio, P&G's sales VP, got deep into Walmart's game plan. He learned that it's not all about the cheapest price. By getting inside Walmart's strategy and bringing extra value to the table, P&G made a bank. They went from $350 million in sales back in 1987 to a whopping $7.8 billion by 2003. That's how you do business in the big leagues. Shift from selling to aiding. To get a seat at the big table, focus on connecting with top bosses and giving them real help. Don't stress about making them buy stuff. Just concentrate on making their work better. Come up with a pitch that links to what they care about most. It might be a new way of thinking for many sales folks, but bosses will love you if you can show them how to do their strategies even better. To check if you're making a difference, do a self-check. For instance, a survey showed MasterCard that customers wanted salespeople to bring strategic value. But MasterCard sales folks rated themselves way too high, 9.9 out of 10, while customers gave them a much lower score, 4.1 out of 10. See how you stack up. Shoot emails to your customers, colleagues, managers, and big bosses, asking them to give you the honest scoop on what you're doing right and wrong. Is your product or service appealing enough for customers to choose? Companies that buy stuff, especially expensive stuff, are hiring these things to solve different problems. Some things they buy are pretty standard, like regular products and services, while others are new and involve big changes. If you're selling these new things, you need to adjust your sales pitch to fit what the client needs. Executives are usually open to new ideas if they match up with their plans. Have conversations that focus on making money to understand how your clients make their profits, both now and in the future. The Master Strategic Plan Matrix. Transforming what you know about your client into a handy tool for strategic planning is key. Imagine a matrix that paints a clear picture of their strategies. Picture two distinct categories, red ocean strategies for the tried and true, stable products, and blue ocean strategies for innovative, growth-oriented approaches. This matrix helps navigate between stability and growth, offering a roadmap for success. Understanding how your customers approach spending helps you see if they're focusing on standing out, blue, efficiency, red, or maybe both. By figuring out which decisions are about the here and now versus the future, you can grasp their strategy better. Picture a chart with four sections, comparing these strategies in terms of short and long-term planning. Think of the top row as exploring new territory, blue, and the bottom row as dealing with established markets, red. The left side looks at long-term goals, while the right side deals with immediate concerns. This chart shows how business leaders see their company's direction and growth. They're always thinking about future profits, current marketing, long-term plans, and quick adjustments. As their advisor, you aim to guide them to better choices across all these areas. Strategic selling. To sell big, you need to match your solutions with what the client aims for. The more areas you positively impact, the more valuable you become. Aim for innovative strategies that haven't been explored much, known as blue ocean strategies, because customers are more willing to take risks there. They're not too keen on investing heavily in the same old stuff. But if your product or service fits in with established markets, show how it can make things more efficient. This way, your client can shift resources to newer, promising ventures. This kind of strategic insight is key in consultative selling, which is about understanding what the client needs rather than just flaunting your product's fancy features. Optimize sales conversations for improved results. Prepare a solid plan before your sales call by doing thorough research. This plan, called a Master Strategic Plan Matrix, helps you explain to customers why they should use your products and services to achieve their goals. Focus on talking to senior executives, not middle managers. Instead of jumping straight into a product presentation, discuss how your offerings can help them meet their profit goals and stand out from competitors. During the call, customers might talk faster than you can write, so it's smart to record the conversation. This way, you can ensure you don't miss any important details and have a record to review later. If the customer doesn't want to be recorded, write up a summary of the call right after it ends. Avoid using the old-fashioned pain-based questioning method during your sales calls. This tactic, where salespeople try to quickly fix problems, works okay with mid-level managers, but not with top executives. Senior leaders are more interested in planning for the future than dwelling on current issues. Instead, start with a four-step discovery call on your customer. 1. Approach. Give a quick rundown of what your company does in under 2 minutes. 2. Questioning. Spend up to 2 hours diving deep into what the customer needs and wants. 3. Summary. Repeat back to the customer what they've told you. 4. Progression. Suggest the next steps for both you and the customer. Understand client goals with the focus method. In the questioning phase, we use the focus method to dig deep into what the client's company wants to achieve. Focus stands for fact, objective, concern, anchor, and solution questions. These questions help us grasp the client's objectives without sticking to a strict order. By mixing them up based on the client's responses, we ensure a fruitful conversation. This approach helps us uncover the client's strategic intent and aspirations. Each type of question plays a vital role in this process. 1. Fact questions. These questions help you learn more about the customer without overwhelming them. For instance, instead of asking a long, complicated question, you can simply say, "Can you tell me a bit more about this department?" Keep it brief and straightforward to avoid frustrating busy executives who don't have time to explain everything. 2. Objective questions, because they help understand the customer's goals and plans. These questions show how your product or service can help achieve those goals. For instance, instead of asking, "How do you see the organization needing to change over the next few years to retain its competitive edge?" you could ask, "What changes do you think your organization needs to make to stay ahead in the next few years?" 3. Questions about concerns. What are some of the tough challenges you're encountering while trying to achieve your main goals? Can you tell me about the cool challenges you're tackling to make your main plans work? 3. Questions about concerns are the difficulties in finding talented employees holding back your efforts to expand into new markets, like how a car stuck in mud slows down the journey? How does the shortage of hiring good people impact your ability to break into the new market faster? 4. Clarify inquiries. These questions help clients see why our solutions matter. Avoid using them to start or close sales. For instance, instead of asking, "How would it help if we freed up resources there?" a case for change. For your next sales call, aim for a group meeting with key executives. Instead of just listing what we can do, let's focus on why your company needs a change with our solution. We won't dive into detailed presentations or give a proposal. Instead, we'll discuss your current situation and suggest how our solution can help. Here's a simple document outlining these points. 1. Situation summary. Review what you learned from focus questioning. Check with the executives if you got the facts right. 2. Goals and objectives. List out the leaders' short-term and long-term goals to show you understand their needs. 3. Constraints, issues, and challenges. Create a page of bullet points covering what the client needs and the problems they face. 4. Vision. Imagine a better future that aligns with the executive strategy. 5. Options. Present up to 3 choices, one on each page. Don't include prices. Ask the customers for their thoughts on each option. Your job is to show them how they can use your offerings to improve and stay competitive. Instead of pushing for a sale right after our meeting, let's take a different approach. I'll ask the executives to talk over what we've discussed and decide on their next steps. Then, I'll suggest a time for us to meet again to finalize things. By doing this, we'll show them that our time together is valuable and that we're focused on helping their business, not just making a sale. Once they see the benefits we can bring, they'll be eager to work with us. It's all about building trust and showing them that we're here to make a real difference for them. Key points. 1. Executives value salespeople who prioritize customer success over pushing sales. 2. Sales success relies on becoming a strategic partner, not just a seller. 3. Understanding customer goals and aligning solutions leads to trust and respect. 4. Walmart's shift emphasizes the importance of strategic alignment in sales. 5. Focus on aiding client success rather than solely pushing products. 6. Utilize the focus method to deeply understand client objectives and challenges. 7. Presenting options and focusing on value builds trust and promotes long-term partnerships.